All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, we live in a big old world.
We do.
You know, it is hard to understand the scale of the world.
Yes.
There are more people and more countries, and we don't know jack shit. Like, people can feel worldly, mm-hmm. and that's great. But I guarantee you could be like, oh, you know, what's the third most popular indie band out of Brazil? And you don't know unless you're from there.
Right.
You know, like, we're very Americentric. A lot of culture is, mm-hmm. you know, just across the world because of weird cultural colonization,
mm-hmm.
all these things. So a lot of video games are based around places.
They are. You know? Yes.
Yeah. So I've gotten you right here, this Nerf gun. Here. I've modified it to fire real bullets.
I think that's what took down Shinzo Abe.
Yeah, it's well, yeah, where do you think I got it, man? We have much to discuss. Don't arrest me. That's a joke, anybody.
Gary is not in the doohickey trafficking business.
No, I don't like regular guns, let alone doohickeys. I'm not a gun. It's not my tempo. So I've got a globe here.
All right.
And we're going to do, you know, Point Blank, that fun arcade game.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a bunch of globes up, you know, up in the air spinning, and you're going to shoot them, and we're going to see what you shoot.
Okay. All right. You're aware that the
with the Abe blaster.
You're aware that the bullet's going to go through both sides, right? So, like, if I shoot, you know.
Well, if you make a hole in with a gun with a desktop globe, mm-hmm. exit wound through a foreign nation. Mm-hmm. Showing the one home of the one this was written for. Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay.
But you know, we're just going to go for the entry wound.
All right. Okay.
Forensics.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me cock this bad boy. Okay.
It's a Nerf gun. You don't cock it.
But it fires real bullets. Also, Nerf guns, yeah. You do cock.
Not this one.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and throw.
Okay. Whoop.
Yeah. Direct hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Direct hit. Oh, man. Fucking Burbank.
California, Burbank?
Burbank. Yeah. Burbank. If only there was a song or a video game about California.
Yeah. No, I was really hoping to hit Glendale.
Glendale. Sadly, no. But it turns out all of those things fall under the banner of Californication.
Okay.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering.
That's, you got me. You spooked me.
There's the intro.
Yeah. This is an episode where we're going to specifically torture Red Hot Chili Peppers fans again. We've had a few that have kind of slouched into this, but we're talking about, this is an itch. This is an itch.io that we're talking about. It is a game called Californication that takes the question, why has nobody made the actual video games from the Californication video released back in 1999, 2000, like why has nobody made that? And then someone did. This indie developer, Mikel Camps Orteza, did this.
Yes.
Seven little mini games, all pulled from that particular music video.
Yeah, and this is one of those things where for a portion of the audience, this won't mean anything. Like, I want to challenge the idea that the Californication music video is universal, right? It is a thing where I've seen it before.
Okay.
You know, but the idea of like, oh man, why don't they make that game? I've had that for other things. I mm-hmm. wanted them to make the game in big.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that before, but I wasn't watching MTV during Californication times.
So that is the difference.
It's an age thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a little bit of the thing. And I've been getting real nostalgic for MTV times, generally sure. have been, but like this big resurgence of Adult Swim kind of nostalgia around the 30th anniversary of Space Ghost. I just found out Andy Merrill lives not very far from me. the voice of Brack. Yeah. Sad story on that guy. I figured we could fall back into nostalgia around that, but like, I don't know. I've talked about this. Californication was the first album that I bought with my own money. Like, went to a store specifically to get, went to Circuit City, because I liked this video. And also, a girl I had a crush on liked those songs. So, I liked the Peps. So, you know, I was doing some studying. But this video looms large in my mind, A, because it has this real Dreamcast aesthetic. It is one of the videos that when I sat down in the morning or after school watching MTV or VH1, just blocks of videos, I was just hoping that, you know, every time a new video came up, it was a slot machine, and sometimes it would pay out with this or the Learn to Fly video.
that's a very universal thing, I think. Yeah. And if you're, even, you know, I had that, and then even before I had that for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as a kind of thing back before we could control what kind of music we listened to, you know, the before times.
Yeah.
And the video for the time, like, this is a good idea for a video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, make a bunch of little demo things of the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing Dreamcast games.
Yeah.
And it's a really good idea for a video game.
Yes.
I find this really charming.
Yes.
as a thing. So this is on itch.io. We buy this typically. Little peek behind the curtains. We don't buy games for Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering is a lark, and we may not talk about the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if it is something that, like, it would be ethical to buy, if we're not even really going to mention it, like, I will just emulate anything I can.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pay what you want, and I toss this guy a buck.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good amount for a joke.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, this is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny thing for you to do, and they did it perfectly.
Uh-huh.
It looks just like it. You know? So I respect it.
So Californication video, it's the band members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers running around in Dreamcast like games. There are like specific homages kind of going on here. There's like a crazy taxi section or whatever, but like the events in the game kind of resemble what they're talking about in the song, and like the goal of each of these games the goal of each of these games, you know, or in the video, they're all trying to collect these asterisks, this Red Hot Chili Pepper.
The Red Hot Chili Pepper's asshole.
Yes.
Like the big red balloon knot that represents the Peps.
Yeah.
Has Facebook started advertising something called hole serum to you? That's like, it's literally for your butthole, and it's like all the ads are just balloon knots, literal balloon knots, and it's like, makes your balloon knot look better. Oh my God, the Youngs have such technology.
Are they literally just trying to like bring back asshole bleaching? Is that what that is?
It's not quite a bleach, but I think the idea is it's bringing up asshole maintenance, and like, I'm going to apply creams and unguents to this.
Does it restore the luster and sheen?
I don't know. Or it like re-virginifies your asshole. Like, it's one of those texts. I don't know what it does, but I'm constantly seeing advertisements for it. And I don't know. It's like one of those things where everyone's like, oh, you know, I swear I was talking about Succession, and then it showed me a coffee cup for Succession. These things are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this isn't listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never expressed interest in like that. I use soap and water. I'm a soap and water guy.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I do not need patent medicines.
No.
Yeah.
No snake oil going up there.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's safe to say I have not. Okay. Based on my reaction.
It's called hole serum, which I don't like euphemisms for private parts.
Yeah.
Are getting so much more cruder. Like, hole is really big right now, just as an all purpose. You know?
I mean, Gary, back around the time this music video came out, we did have an album by Limp Bizkit called the Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Yes. Which is also gross.
Yes.
But it's moving back into that zone, I feel like.
Okay.
Like, the thing about hole is I think I like it because it's gender neutral.
Uh-huh.
Right. The other thing I keep seeing, and I you know, this probably is prurient to my interest, is vaginas being called fucking roast beef sandwiches. Have you seen this?
Oh, no, I have not.
Yeah, right? It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's
like, I'll be scrolling through Facebook and it'll show me a reel and it'll be like, guys say they don't like roast beef sandwiches, but they do. And it will just be full up fucking labia on the timeline on Facebook. Facebook, the thing where like racist uncles complain about gas prices.
Yeah. I mean, was there at least a minion in there?
No.
Like, well, it wasn't crowning.
There might have been a minion deeper in. I couldn't go because it was a video, but eventually we'll have that technology where I can californicate my way into the screen and dig around.
MPreg, but the M stands for minion.
for MPEG.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's terrible. It's like that must be like a reclamation thing, because that was a big
insult.
Yeah.
It was just insult.
Yeah, yeah. I it was an insult. Was a deal. Huh. Yeah, that's unpleasant.
But it's getting reclaimed by at least some people. I'm not trying to say what the youth are actually doing. I'm just saying what I saw on Facebook Reels.
Right.
But
huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, euphemisms. You're going around collecting the RHCP asshole. Yes. And that is the same in this game. This is seven mini games, and broadly that's the goal.
You go through them. If you complete them, if you get all the assholes, you get to go to the next one, or you can just do level select if you just want to check them out.
Yeah.
Because none of them are like good games.
No.
You know, not even a little bit, but they don't have to be because they're just recreating the Californication video. You know, I find this to be one of like, I don't like Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. Surprising no one. I think this is one of the more beautiful things a video game can do.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like I think this is just very sweet.
Yeah.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad this made me very happy.
I'm glad you said that because I feel the exact same thing. I felt that when I was there. It's like, I'm really glad we have video games and specifically like a place for this, right? Yep.
Made me feel very tender. It's a great use case for itch,
mm-hmm.
you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you can do all kinds of things on itch, not just pornographic visual novels. And this kind of shows that that's true.
But they, they take some of the scenarios and in the video, like a lot of it is just, you know, these guys shirtless or running around in situations.
Yeah. it's only kind of these guys, like you just do character select and get their stats.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide roster of this.
Well, they expanded. It was DLC to add other people who have been in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to play the ghost of, whatever his head.
Yeah. Or if you want to go in around, run around as Dave Navarro.
Yeah. Who doesn't? That thing in the Catatonic Youth videos where Dave Navarro has the gigantic wall size thing of the guy being executed in Vietnam. Where he's like, this is a pretty powerful image of a guy about to get killed. fucking idiot. he's our dark poet.
One of my favorite American dad jokes is Francine just bodying Dave Navarro, saying like, we get it, you know, Carson Daly. God.
But you get their stats, you get to choose. They all have strength, stamina, agility, charisma, and rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have their primary instrument
as
a stat. And the stats are not portrayed reasonably. This is the same way they're portrayed in the video.
Yes.
Of like somebody who kind of knows video games, because some of these resemble genres.
Video games have meters. Also, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but your vocals are 20, zero. You know, like that doesn't make
it's a Cartesian coordinate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you had to graph the vocals of Anthony on a thing. But yeah, you run around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk back and forth.
Yeah. They go left and right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah. Like there's a little Metal Gear scene, Gear thing where you're going around trying to collect these in a forest, like avoiding loggers.
Like you do in California.
Yeah. Like you do. Yep. Yeah. There's a very fun maze chase with these boulders rolling back and forth.
A forest maze chase. There's kind of like Flappy Bird without the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just fly up and down buildings,
mm-hmm.
Collecting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a Crash Bandicoot
mm-hmm.
being chased by a school bus, a little racing game, and a snowboarding game.
Yes.
Yeah. All of which control pretty bad. You know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't need to.
This does what it absolutely does what it has to. Yeah.
And this, you know, of course, I download the press kit for this.
Oh God. You know? I didn't see the press kit.
Yeah, there's a press kit just in case, and you can learn about what happened with this and learn a lot about Californication. You know, the people who made the video for Californication were inspired by Crazy Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very sweet. Just basically this guy who decided to make the game did this out of demand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have constantly been expressing on social media that they wish they could play the game.
Yeah.
You know, very sweet. It was a small challenge under 2 days, but people were really into it.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to make it better and make each game have its own mechanics as opposed to being just basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm going to call out their username on itch. It's Commando G Dev, Command Dog Dev, something like that. Mm. They've got a bunch of other stuff, including a game called Kilby, a mature rated version of your favorite pink monster.
Ooh, like that.
Yeah.
No. We both in the green room were like, let's learn about Californication. And we went to Genius. But we regret to inform people the Genius is down.
Genius is down. Everybody, we've prepared for this. Please go and get your kits.
Yep.
The darkest day has come.
So we can't figure out exactly what Anthony Kiedis meant when he talked about a teenage bride with a baby inside getting high on information and how that's a critique of California.
Hey, Gary, did you know that the teenage bride with the baby inside getting high on information, that is Danny California? She would get her own song.
Yeah. It's an extended universe. It's like what the Guns N' Roses did with Shackler. But I found on IMDb some trivia for the song. Let me lay out this trivia fact.
Okay.
On you. The song begins in A minor with Frusciante picking the chords to A minor and F for 12 measures before picking the chords C, G, F, D minor, then going back and picks A minor and F for 8 more measures before picking C, G, F, D minor again.
That is technically trivia.
Also, that's the kind of thing you'd be asked at a trivia night.
That doesn't belong on IMDb. It belongs on Ultimate Guitar.
Yeah, it's just bad tab.
Uh-huh.
For it. Yeah.
God, that is so great. Any other trivia?
You know, it's mostly about the dark side of Hollywood.
Okay. All right.
You know. John Frusciante exclusively recorded the song in Other Side with a vintage Gretsch White Falcon hollow body electric guitar.
It's a pretty good guitar. I was watching that video and I was like, I want that guitar.
I'm sure it's a great guitar.
Yeah.
I hate what he does with it, but I'm sure it's a fine guitar. And then all the rest of the stuff is just, this is a popular Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Right. Dark Side of Hollywood is a weird way to put it, because like, this is not just, it's not Hollywood. It is like very specifically like Western cultural hegemony kind of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, there's Hollywood specific things in it.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's what is it? The moon landing line.
Yeah, space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
Yeah. I had a very big Terrible Band Doesn't Listen. Oh, Genius is back up.
Oh shit.
Terrible Band Doesn't Listen to Their Influences thing.
Uh-huh.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. And Cobain, Can You Hear the Spheres Singing Songs Off Station to Station?
Please.
Alderaan's Not Far Away is Californication.
Mm-hmm.
According to Genius, this is about Kurt Cobain singing The Man Who Sold the World on MTV Unplugged. That motherfucker's not on Station to Station. This
hey, buddy,
is literally just the only earlier David Bowie album that rhymes with Californication, you fucking moron.
Uh-huh.
Like, it made me very mad.
It's like, hey, Man Who Sold the World was way earlier than that.
Way Come earlier. On. Station to Station is really weird. It only has 6 songs on it.
Yeah.
It's like super weird. And Station to Station is like a 11-minute long coke anthem from the perspective of a white supremacist. Like, it's not, has nothing to do with that shit.
No.
Like, it's just, you have a rhyming dictionary, Anthony Kiedis.
Kiedis.
You're a hack.
Kiedis, I need you to stop.
Anthony Kiedis with a homegrown fetus hanging out on location.
When Genius was down, I just opened up tabs with the lyrics for every song because because I have nostalgia on this, there are songs on this album that I will go to bat for. I think that Other Side is actually a very good song.
Okay.
A song about depravity. You're just the depths of drug addiction, right?
Sure. I've been waiting for Anthony Kiedis to write a song about that.
I know it's the best version of that. I also think that the music and the tune, the video is like real good too. I just like that song.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna jump down your throat.
Yeah. Scar tissue's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
me and the band make fun of Scar Tissue a lot.
Okay.
I think Scar Tissue is very fun. Mm-hmm. Like very funny. Cause it's just the guy. How he sings.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So when I am rounding up on a lot of this, I am mostly just thinking about the tune, stuff that is not Anthony Kiedis's performance. My mind is correcting. It's like listening to the karaoke version of these songs. Yeah.
There are not hopeless melodies Red Hot Chili Peppers songs. For me, personally, the lyrics, mm-hmm. obviously, the delivery.
Obviously.
And then the entire rhythm section can go fuck itself as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Even this song where it's it starts off with those chords and then the drums going, everything is just real. It's really the funky monks of California rock funk. Just fucking kill me with this shit. I would kill this rhythm section.
I would
eject it into space.
I will say though that physically these are fun to play.
Oh, sure.
On drum,
I'm sure. They're complicated drum parts, but it's not my tempo.
So, were you aware, because you're over in the better place, were you aware of Californication becoming viral recently?
No.
Okay. So TikTok.
That's a reference to Blue Sky.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case anybody didn't know what that meant.
Yes. Californication went viral on TikTok because there is no cultural memory. Specifically, somebody pointed out, hey, isn't it spooky how much the Red Hot Chili Peppers predicted? And they were pulling lines from the song, specifically, psychic spies from China. How could they have predicted that there would be international attention? That there would be international tension from China. Little girl from Sweden. How about somebody named Greta Thunberg?
I hate that.
Pay your surgeon very well to break the spell of aging. Ever notice how all influencers look the same?
This is murder. This is murderous. That's awful.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? Can we hurry up the TikTok ban? Is there something we can do to make that faster? I know that it's not good.
Yeah.
But it's only not good because you can't undo anything.
Right. Yeah.
Like if we lived in a world where you could just literally erase something from existence, mm-hmm. I'd be pretty in favor of it.
Yeah. It's also not good because Congress is very specifically citing information about Gaza getting out.
Yeah. Like they're doing it for bad reasons.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I saw a Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say tweet because I don't care about updating my terminology.
Yeah.
I rested at a bonfire that said that, it's like TikTok shouldn't be illegal, but it should be illegal for me to ever see them. And I basically agree with that. So I'll stick to my roast beef Facebook reels. Thank you.
Please, good Lord.
I'll look at, giant labia before I need to some horrible little kid saying that the prophet
the prophet Kiedis.
Yeah. His rhyming dictionary predicted things that would rhyme in our times.
Who would have known? Yeah.
Fucking hack.
Who was it at karaoke a few years ago who got up and fucking broke out Around the World when we were there? Was that Sean? That couldn't have been Sean.
That was Sean.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Sean did Around the World, and we all flexed until it eventually got to the part, which is incredible. just incredible. This is one of these bands where I feel like it reminds me, and I'm not going to go on a tangent about it, but that song is to Red Hot Chili Peppers as quiet is to Hideo Kojima, mm-hmm. in that they're both things I don't like. And I have one absolutely indefensible thing that I am very grateful to be able to point to whenever I want.
Yes.
You know, like I get somebody be like, well, you know, some of their songs are real good. I'm like, yeah, but they did the Ching Chong Racist thing.
Yeah.
And it was a major hit single and like you probably sing along to it. So we're on high ground, you know. And then like people are like, oh, no, his game's really interesting. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, he does think that you have to breathe through your clothes as an excuse to see this woman naked.
Yeah.
So sexist. Vagina bomb. And then I just get to-
Yeah, no, just say the other Kojima and Kiedis both begin with a K.
Can you imagine if they met?
Oh man, the I bet
Kojima fucking loves him. Like, can you imagine any scenario in which Kojima didn't meet him and get like really weirdly, darkly fascinated with him and then scan him?
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna, you know? add him to his menagerie.
Yeah, a dino bomb and a man named Tom.
Oh God. Come back, baby, because I'd like to say I've been around the world, back from Bombay. Foxhole love pie in your face, living in and out of a big fat suitcase. Big fat suitcase.
The little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. In this, that's not about Greta Thunberg.
No, it's not. It's just there happens to be a little girl from Sweden.
Oh, that's irritating. God, I hate people cooking.
You know? How about here from, I'm going to give you two verses from Get On Top.
Sure.
Gorilla, Cuntilla, Sammy D and the Salmonella, come with me because I'm an ass killer. You're ill, but I'm illa. I'm a linger on your block and give the finger to a cop and pick a lock before I knock and set you up to get on top. Hey, man. Hey.
Oh,
man. Hey, Anthony. Hey, Tony.
Where are you going, Tone? So as somebody who, like, I'm acting like a real asshole about music right now. I'm being a music snob.
Yeah.
But when I was, you know, early 90s, right? Blood Sugar Sex Magik, all my friends liked it. I had that record. I listened to it.
Yeah.
You know, there were many records I listened to because my friend did. So my cringy Red Hot Chili Peppers is more of the Sir Psycho Sexy era of that. Track 16 on Blood Sugar Sex Magik here. And that is the one with the lady cop.
Yeah.
And this, in case anyone doesn't know this, we'll do some like some poetry here.
Oh, fuck. Sir Psycho Sexy is rough stuff, man.
I this is, if you like this band, this is what you're associated with.
Yeah.
I got stopped by a lady cop in my automobile. She said, get out and spread your legs. And then she tried to cop a feel. The cop, she was dressed in blue. Was she pretty? Boy, I'm telling you. She stuck my butt with her big black stick. I said, what's up? Now suck my dick. Like a ram getting ready to jam the lamb. She whimpered just a little when she felt my hand on her crotch so very warm. I could feel her getting wet through her uniform. Propping her up on the black and white, unzipped and slipped. Ooh, that's tight. I swatted her like no SWAT team can. Turned a cherry pie right into jam. Good Lord! No! You're so psycho sexy. Don't do it.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. There's a devil in my dick and some demons in my semen.
Semen, yeah.
Oh,
demons in my semen is a classic, right there.
And what's,
he's real for that.
What's so funny is, like, you know, Californication, it's kind of their turn toward like a softer sound. Like people got off, you know, a lot more people got on than got off the Chili Peppers train with Californication, you know, like this was their adult contemporary crossover kind of thing.
Is their radio, their big mainstream thing. Cause like mainstream radio had changed.
Yes.
Like we weren't going to put, you know, Give It Away on the radio anymore.
Right.
A song where whenever the opening riff of that comes out, I get immediately depressed. And I'm just like, ah, I'm in for a horrible little time here. You know, but then they decided to, it's basically what Filter did, but in macrocosm.
Yes.
Yeah, like Filter had kind of more respectable hardcore stuff. And then they did Airplane or whatever and just like made a play for alternative radio.
Yeah.
And the Chili Peps did that just basically as well.
Yes.
Just over a longer period of time.
But it's very funny because at least in their album tracks, never really hit the singles as far as I could tell. I stopped paying attention after they released an album called Stadium Arcadium. I was not
sure.
I was not there for that.
Is that the one that has Roller Coaster?
I forget, maybe.
Yeah.
It was a double album. But in their album tracks, they're still trying to do a little bit of that, like Sir Psycho Sexy kind of heat, you know?
Yeah.
So they've got soft stuff like Savior or this Velvet Glove or whatever on there, but they also have Purple Stain.
Yeah. I love Pussy more than most.
Uh-huh.
I feel comfortable saying.
You know, I think both of us on the record, Pussy's pretty good.
Pussy's great. I just, the idea of, I mean, something that I was thinking about recently, because I've been on this renewed Catatonic Youths.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, it's an Instagram and social media thing. They find musicians basically and make fun of them, mm-hmm. which is all, you know, we do at band practice other than play music, is make fun of 90s bands.
The compilation that you showed me of just all of these different bands and performers and, you know, just people performing on YouTube, very specifically singing the line from Jack and Diane, sucking on a chili dog.
With 1,000 different cadences. Sucking on a chili dog. Because it's funny because, like, one, tons of people are covering that awful song.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there's just fun in the repetition. Three, why did he write it like that? Like, why on earth would he put that in there? Why would he admit that? But my point being about Loving Pussy mm-hmm. is that, and Catatonic Youths, is that one thing about Modridge, the band that I'm in today's dollars, out now on Bandcamp, we don't have stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do anything.
Right.
You know, and I can understand people not liking that and wanting you to kind of like groove and stuff.
Yeah.
But to me, there is a continuum between like getting a little bit into the stage presence,
mm-hmm.
turning into a Catatonic Youth person, and then being so overcome by dick energy that you write a line like creamy beaver hotter than a fever. I'm given because she's the receiver. I don't hang up until I please her. And then Genius has to say things like, he's referring to a phenomenon when a highly aroused woman's vagina can secrete a viscous mucus like lubricant while also radiating a small but noticeable amount of warmth enough to be felt in the back of your hand for a few inches away.
Jesus Christ.
We have to get the Genius on the case.
Yeah, we need to get the Genius.
Explain what he's talking about.
Yeah, Gary, some people have never gotten a pussy wet, okay?
I understand that. And they talk about it. They're conservative commentators. They talk about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just like, I've yet to meet a heterosexual woman who enthusiastically participates in sex. Like, cool, Senator. Fuck. Like, cool, Ben Shapiro. Oh, women get wet?
Okay.
They're highly unlikely.
It's medically inadvisable.
But it's just, I just see all of that kind of, that level of performance. For me, it's not a dose makes the poison.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slippery slope where as soon as you start kind of like shaking your hips,
uh-huh.
you turn to Mick Jagger, then you turn to Catatonic Youths, then you turn to Anthony Kiedis.
Yes.
One just leads to another.
It gets right there. All subtlety goes away.
Yes.
Like, you are just singing about it directly. I feel like I've read these to you before, but I really need you to listen to the first verse of Purple Stain.
To
finger paint is not a sin. I put my middle finger in. Your monthly blood is what I'm in. I'm in your house. Now let me spin.
Oh my God. Are you singing that like a goblin? Or like a series of like leprechauns who are chanting about how you've entered their land?
That is almost exactly what he does. Is the thing to finger paint is not us. Yeah.
what is this fucker cooking? Like, so it is, you know, doing sex stuff while a lady is on her period. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes
needs bust. Sometimes people just don't mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do mind. All that stuff's fine. Any attitude you have about that is fine. I'm not trying to pathologize anything like that.
Yes.
Finger painting with menstrual blood is a different thing altogether. That's A24 shit. that's awful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and again, two consenting adults who are into it.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But when you make it somebody singing a song, like when you sing a song, there's a certain level of like the specificity that is universal mm-hmm. is what you want. You want to talk about a specific experience to yourself that other people can then reflect and apply their own experiences to and be like, we're all different. I may not have had that exact same thing happen, mm-hmm. but I know that exact feeling.
And lest you think I am being reductive about the broader meaning of this song.
Of finger paint.
Yeah. Let me hit you with another verse that is one, please. Two, three, it's four verses later.
Why are there so many verses?
Oh, Gary, it is wild. up to my ass in alligators. Just get it on with the alligator haters. Did what you did what you said. What's the point, yo? What's the spread?
Oh my God. What are the alligator? What is he talking about the alligators?
Alligators are never mentioned again.
Oh, what does genius have to say about the alligators? Does it explain that that's like a specifically California euphemism for like tough crotch?
Yeah, just you know, sometimes a crotch gets a little scaly, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see what the geniuses say. Good Lord. Alligators. Nope, there is nothing. There is nothing.
It rhymed.
Yes, it rhymed. Yeah, it rhymed at what I did. Python power straight from Monty, capital M. Celluloid loves got a John Frusciante. Spread your head and spread the blanket. She's too free and I'm the patient.
She provide the pigment.
To just like, work your bandmate into a rhyme.
Yeah. It is the rhyming dictionary levels on this guy are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Like, again, you know, I bring it up all the time. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to go to rchp2014.com.
Yes.
And listen to John Daly of Fallout, of Team Fallout, doing the absolute perfect send up of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. You know, and I know Red Hot Chili Pepper got shooters, right? I know, sure. I know the shooters are out there, you know, I just, I don't know, man.
I feel like we're making our case for why we don't like it. If you hear all this stuff and you're like, no, that they're fucking sick. Actually, all those things are good.
Okay.
That's just the way we disagree. Yeah. We're just different. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like that there are fundamental differences, and that's the thing that's beautiful about the world. And especially about California is that it's all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
So if like you listen to Sir Psycho Sex, you're like, you know what? This man's cooking. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. This is a tribute to having sex with cops on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's beautiful and freeing. That's cool.
You know,
you know,
Sir Psycho Sexy was just a real turning point, a touchstone for the demon semen movement.
Yes.
They no longer have to suffer in silence. They have to suffer in god-awful noise.
Well, and it's also a thing, too, where it's just an age thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, people who are into that are just like, yeah, man, demon semen, that's cool. Might be the same people who are just like texting each other about roast beef sandwiches.
Maybe.
You know, like going into these really deep, you know, people get off on things like crazy things.
Yeah.
You know, and some people get off on other people being very public about the crazy things they get off on.
Yeah. Too. But like an age thing, Gary, because I mean, Blood Sugar Sex Magic is a 33-year-old album.
You know what? You're right. But maybe they were prophets. They're like, everyone's going to be disgusting and talk about menstrual blood and roast beef sandwiches in the future. We're making music for the 2020s.
Yeah.
You know,
really forward looking.
Yeah. Anywho. What should people do if they like this show?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/stuckfeedtv and support us. Get 2 bonus episodes per month and whole bonus shows. Bonus episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs. The $5 tier, we think, is an exceptional value.
Yeah, and the $10 tier also has some good stuff, mm-hmm. including Adaptation Decay, a show we don't talk about that much, but we think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing I thought of this week. You know what we never talk about? At $5, you get a bonus dispatch.
You do.
Every quarter. Yeah, those are real fun to do. Mm-hmm. We're recording one this week. It's only quarterly, but we wanted to add a little extra value, mm-hmm. and we never mention it.
Yeah.
So it's just another thing you get.
Yeah, more Q&A stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we appreciate you. Big thanks to anybody who has already patronized us. If you cannot, we understand. Please mm-hmm. leave us ratings and reviews. Tell your friends. Post about us online. All those things really help.
Mm-hmm.
And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. And what should they do until next time?
Until next time, call for more outros, because I get way less outros than you do intros, Gary.
I don't know why that is. Did you put it up on Patreon?
Yeah.
I put mine up on Patreon this
time. I put mine up on Patreon. It's up there.
I think maybe because intros and outros are interchangeable.
Yeah.
More or less.
All of the heat goes to yours. Yeah.
Because I did do it first. Next time we do one, we'll just do one big thing. So just intros and outros.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll just put Welcome to Abject Suffering before all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. And we'll just pull from a big common list.
Yes. This has been Abject. So yeah, it can totally work either way.
Yeah. Little workshop and we're doing it on air.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. That could totally solve our problem, actually.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
It's wild that it's taken us, what, 7 years to get that?
You know, we're smart.
We're all works in progress, Gary.
Yeah.